Today, we continue with lesson number 22 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim. And we will be studying Perek Vov, continuing in the sixth chapter, with the eighth and ninth Mishnah, with Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah here is continuing the kinds of examples we studied yesterday, the day before to some extent, and that is when a person makes a neder not to eat certain specific peros. And we learned that if a person makes a neder not to eat anovim or zesim, grapes or olives, so he is mutar with the wine that comes from the grapes or the oil that comes from the olives. Now, in the case of the juice of the grape or of the olive, they have a name. You don't call it, we nowadays call it grape juice, but we call the liquid that comes out of a grape wine. He only made a neder not to eat grapes. He didn't make a neder not to eat wine. The name is distinguishes the two. And similarly with olives. We don't call it olive oil as we do in English, but rather we give it a different name called shemen. And therefore, you can distinguish between a neder prohibiting zesim and getting benefit from shemen, which is not azayas. It has a different name, a different word. However, suppose the derivative of the fruit carries the same name as the fruit. For example, hanodeh min ha-tumorim. If a person makes a neder, that tumorim dates are also to him. So now what about the honey which oozes out, date honey which oozes out of the honey? What is that called? That doesn't have a name of itself, but rather it's called devash tumorim. So here we might think, well, he made a neder prohibiting tumorim, so devash tumorim is also tumorim, it's called tumorim. However, the Mishnah says no. Because the honey is not called tamorim, it's called devash tamorim, and that distinguishes it from just plain old tamorim. Similarly, min hasisvonios. Sisvonios are low grade grapes, which are sour or bitter. And by the way, the name sisvonios derived from the word stov, which means autumn. So these autumn grapes are good only for one thing. You don't eat them. You only use them to make chometz, to make vinegar. So now if a person makes a neder, that sisvonios are prohibited to him. Mutor b'chometz sisvonios. He is permitted to eat or drink or use the vinegar made from these sisvonios. Now, according to this Tana, who is an anonymous Tana, the Tana Kama, if you make a neder from sisvonios, you can't eat sisvonios. But chomet sisvonios is not sisvonios. It's chomet sisvonios, and therefore it's muta. We will see another opinion later. But first, this is completely diametrically opposed opinion, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, no, kol sheshem toladeto keruya olov. Whenever you have a fruit whose toloda, whose derivative, is called by the name of the fruit, for example, date honey is not called honey, it's called date honey, and vinegar from sisvonios is not called vinegar, it's called chomet sisvonios, so it carries the name of the tumorim or the sisvonios which he prohibited in a neder, v'noder heimenu, and he made a neder not to eat the fruit, the tumorim, or the sisvonios. In such a case, argues Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, af bayot, osor af bayot zeh heimenu. He's prohibited from eating that which comes from the tumorim, namely the devash, that which comes from the sisvonios, namely the chometz sisvonios. But the Mishnah ends, v'chachomim matirin, the chachomim permitted. Now, what does the chachomim say different from the first chachomim? First chachomim said that the derivative is mutar, devash tumorim, chometz sisvonios is mutar. However, the Gemara explains that Rabbi, these Chachamim are referring to the Sisfonios. The Tanakama holds, as we said, that if a person makes a neder not to eat Sisfonios, and Sisfonios are never eaten anyway by people, not because it's asa, but because it's bitter or sour, and the only use you have from Sisfonios is the Chomet Sisfonios. Nevertheless, Tanakama said, if you make a neder not to eat Sisfonios, then your word was Sisfonios, that's what you're prohibited in. Chomet Sisfonios is not Sisfonios, and you therefore can eat, drink, whatever, the Chomet Sisfonios, according to the first Chachomim, Tanakama, but who opened the statement in the Mishnah. But these Chachomim now, the last two words in the Mishnah, they disagree. And they say, if a person makes a neder not to eat Sisfonios, he's mutter to eat Sisfonios, because he couldn't have meant to prohibit Sisfonios upon himself, because Sisfonios, nobody eats them anyway. So when he says he's prohibiting Sisfonios, he meant I'm prohibiting the use of Sisfonios for the beneficial use of Sisfonios, namely the chometz, the vinegar of the Sisfonios. So according to these Chachomim, if a person makes neder not to eat Sisfonios, he can eat the Sisfonios, because his intention, we understand it to mean, it's the Chomet Sisfonios, which he cannot eat. You have an interesting three-way machlokas, by the way. The Tanakhama would hold that if a person makes a neder not to eat Sisfonios, he cannot eat Sisfonios, but he can eat Chomet Sisfonios. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that if a person makes neder not to eat Sisfonios, he cannot eat Sisfonios, and he also cannot eat Chomet Sisfonios. Whereas these last Chachamim say that if a person makes neder not to eat Sisfonios, he can eat Sisfonios. It's just Chomet Sisfonios that he cannot eat. Continuing now to Mishnah Tess. This Mishnah again discusses the case where a person makes a neder not to eat a specific foodstuff. And the principle of Mishnah is that he only means that specific foodstuff and not something else which carries the same name with a shem levai, the same name with an additional name which modifies it or sets it aside or has a different name entirely. And we'll see various examples now in Mishnah Tess. Hanodem in Hayayin. A person makes a neder not to eat yayin. Mutor b'yein tapuchim. Apple cider, or apple juice, apple cider, was called, in the language of the Mishnah, wine of the apples. So when a person makes neder that yayin is osur to him, you might think he means grape yayin, apple yayin, peach yayin, plum yayin. No. He only means yayin from grapes, and therefore he can partake of yayin tapuchim, of apple yayin, because apple yayin is not yayin. It's called yayin tapuchim, not just yayin. Similarly, min hashemen, if a person makes neder not to eat shemen, drink shemen, so it's shemen zayis, olive oil, that he cannot partake of, because shemen is olive shemen. Mutor b'shemen shum shemen. But other types of oil which carry other names, sesame seed oil, that's shumshimin, or peanut oil, or safflower oil, or whatever, even though they are called oil, they are called oil with a modifying phrase, shumshimin, sesame, corn oil, whatever. And therefore, it's mutar. It's only shemen mamush, which is shemen zayis, which is covered by the prohibition of the neder. Similarly, min hadvash, if a person makes a neder, that dvash, honey, is usher to him. In the language of the Mishnah, not necessarily in the language of the Torah, but in the language of the time of the Mishnah, dvash meant, like we say dvash nowadays, when you say honey, you mean bees' honey. So therefore, mutar b'dvash tumorim, date honey, which is also called honey, but it's not called honey. It's called date honey. It's called honey with a modifying word, date, and therefore it's not included in the neder. Similarly, min hachometz, if a person makes a neder not to use vinegar, so what he means by vinegar, the way vinegar was made in the time of the Mishnah, was made from regular yayin, regular wine, which became sour, which became vinegary, which turned. But not chometz sisfonios. Chometz sisfonios has a modifying term. It's not called vinegar. It's called sisfonios vinegar. So therefore, if a person makes a neder prohibiting chometz, he still is mutar in chometz isvonios. Min ha-kreshin, if a person makes a neder not to eat a certain type of vegetable known as kreshin, which is a leek of some sort, a vegetable which in some ways is similar to an onion, so he's mutar in kaflutos. Kaflutos are a kind of a subspecies of kreshim, but they're not called kreshim. They're called kaflutos. So even though maybe botanically, as far as the botanist is concerned, kreshim and kaflutos are really the same exact species, but since they are slightly different in appearance, they have different names, and in Nidorim, the language is what determines the Isur. So kreshim are not kaflutos, and kaflutos are not kreshim. Min ha-yorok, if a person makes a neder not to, that yorok, vegetables, green vegetables are also to him, mutor biyarkos hasode, then he's allowed to eat wild vegetables that grow in the field of themselves. Because normally when a person says the word yorok, he means the green vegetables which grow on the garden patch. So those are the ones that are covered by his nether. But vegetables which grow in the field ordinarily are not called just plain yorok. They're called yarkos hasode, wild vegetables or field vegetables or whatever. And therefore, the nether only refers to yorok itself, but not to yarkos hasode, since there is a shem levai, a modifying word, namely hasode, field, which modifies the yorokos and therefore excludes it from the nether. And so we have finished lesson number 22.